Hi, Amanda. Good evening, everyone. So, about a week ago, Dave was speaking about living for God, and that got me thinking how much of my time I really give to God, and how much of my time do I live for me, and how much do I spend in service to His purpose. I realized I waste a lot of time. But it got me to thinking that I had fallen short. And this coming story it's kind of an aside, but it applies. It's important. A little before Christmas, I was blessed with the opportunity to deliver a fake tree to an adopted family through Project Understanding. It's really bad when you tear up while writing something, so bear with me, I'm sorry. But let me tell you, there's no better use of my time than that. I spoke with a mother and her four-year-old daughter while setting this tree up in their home, and I got to know them a little bit. When we were finished, we said goodbye and we left. But on the way out, the little girl ran up to me and hugged me, and it was like a 15-second hug. That's a long time, right? In fact, I think it was probably longer than that. And you all know me. I almost lost it and cried in a child's tiny arms. And somehow I was able to stop myself, and I don't know how. But that moment, I remembered what it meant to have a child's heart. That family didn't have much, but they were thankful for what they had. And grateful for the gift of this dinky little fake tree. And such is humanity, that when we get what we want something new. We want something else. And that little girl doesn't know that yet. And I hope she never does. How hard it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. That was the best use of my time, in some time. It made the awful drive through Oxnard more than worth it. So, that being said, intent, that's what we're talking about tonight. Intent. Intent is the effect that one hopes to achieve. I intend to blank for blank, to provide for someone who has less than me, so that they can have some peace of mind, so that they don't have to fear how they'll feed their child, so that they can see the love of our God. James 1:19, 19 through 25, speaks on intent. James 1:19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the plant, the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks at, what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If we don't have the intention to do what we hear and read, we're two-faced. Our supposed faith is meaningless. What does that get us? Nothing. Nothing good, anyway. It's time for another story, and thankfully it's one that doesn't make me want to cry. But it's background. It's a classic finding oneself coming-of-age story. college kids have the tendency to drift away from the religion and values of their parents. I mean, I know here we almost lost a whole generation before mine. But instead of being pulled away by some other beliefs, I was lucky enough to end up in a philosophy class that helped me affirm my faith. To the most unlikely of philosophers, I mean, you see this German fellow, his name's Friedrich Nietzsche. He disliked institutions, government, religion, especially religion, and he had a couple reasons for that. But he thought people should make their own morals and be their own person, and not take it from society what to accept as right. He called it the Übermensch, the Overman, because he saw man as something to be overcome. I can get on board for that. Society's awful. Why would I ever want to be a part of it? So instead of abandoning what I'd grown up with, I took a step back and I looked at it. I asked, is this who I want to be? How I want to live? Not because my parents and grandparents want me to, but because I want to. Second Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due to him, what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. My mom can't vouch for me at Heaven's Gate. Sorry, trying to tune myself into mom's voice. He's a good man, God. He just doesn't like his sister, that's all. That's not all. And what else does the Bible teach than that very thing? Do not be conformed by the patterns of this world. I'm sorry, Nietzsche, but you were a little off. But thank you for showing me what I always knew. People can't tell me how to save myself. Only God. Does anyone here hike? Have you ever tried wandering off from the wide road where everyone and their mother has been? It's tougher. Bushes try to snag you, thistles stick through your shirt, and bees, always bees. Everything tries to get in the way. Do you see the metaphor I'm painting for you? It should be familiar. Society wants you to walk the broad trail. I have had so much opportunity just drop into my lap. I've almost let it become habit that something will turn up eventually. But you can't sit and wait for everything. Some things you have to work for. God has given us a free gift. Grace. It's up to us to choose what we do with it. We can be thankful and receptive, or we can, it's cool. I'll keep that in mind. Grace was free. Heaven is not. We have to work for heaven. We have to be like Christ. And there's no passively being like Christ. The only way we can be like Christ is to seek him. You have to look, and you have to fight nonviolently. Matthew 6:33. This is very short. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. When we look for God, God will receive us. When we seek knowledge, we'll get it. And that's the only way to know his purpose for our lives. Yes, okay. All right. God promises that. But we have to seek him. He has already extended his hand. We have to take it. And if you haven't set it upon yourself to pursue God actively, tonight is the night. We can't act tomorrow. We don't know where we'll be. Now is the only time we can ever make a choice. And that is what God wants from you, your attention. He's a loving, merciful, and jealous God, and he wants all of your attention. So if we can help you on your way or redirect you to find your way again, please come forward.